31 presidents representing Ohio's 14 public universities, 24 regional campuses, and 23 community colleges sat in the Statehouse Cabinet Room facing Governor John Kasich. The governor was flanked by Chancellor Jim Petro, who oversees Ohio's higher education system, and Gordon Gee, who, as Ohio State University's president, is clearly the education leader everyone listens to, as evident by the fact that the meeting was held up by a few minutes until Gee arrived.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, always late.
While the gathering of the heads of the state's higher ed leadership was unique, the reforms they brought forward have been talked about before. But the governor says there's a new focus on results and incentives.
The greatest motivation for me when I was getting educated as a kid, K through 12, is that my parents would not let me play baseball if I didn't make the honor roll, okay? I didn't understand till later that if I didn't get certain things, I couldn't be certain things. And then I started getting more motivated. That's where I want us to go, and I hope, and we're going to work together.
Under the plan agreed upon by the presidents and as presented by Gee on behalf of the group, half of all state funding for state colleges and universities will be tied to the school's ability to graduate students, not just to enroll them.
It's about completion. It's not about rewarding people for being warm bodies. It's about rewarding people for completing what they've done and for us then making a bright future for them.
For four-year institutions, that's a big increase over the funding now tied to graduation, which in the current budget is about 20%. But Gee says there will not be a temptation to pad the data to get more money.
The one issue I can assure you that we will make certain that we do not have a process whereby people are rewarded for body completion, rewarded for quality completion, and that will be part of the incentive process.
The plan would also reward universities for attracting top students and then keeping them in Ohio after graduation for work or further study. And it seeks to repeal rules and formulas for regional campuses that main campuses don't have. For community colleges, there would be rewards for training non-traditional and at-risk students and for students who successfully complete associate's degrees. But for many parents and students, the question is not about state money, but about the money they have to shell out for tuition and other college costs. Ohio University President Roderick McDavis says these incentives will force the institutions to help students focus and get out more quickly.
If you complete a college degree in less than 4 years, you're saving money. What now we begin to do is to put more advisors in place, to put more people in place who can carve out a pathway to help students understand you can reach your goals sooner.
While there is a lot of talk of rewards, there aren't many specifics in these recommendations on what the rewards will be and how success would be measured. But Gee says this is a journey, and this is just, in his words, the first of 10 rounds. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.